We are heading into the flu season. There's a lot of talk about how effective vaccines really are. People say, well, I'm not going to get the shot because it never seems to protect me, or I'm healthy enough. Why would I bother getting a flu shot? Well, there's now new research showing that having the flu or pneumonia that results from the flu can increase your chances of contracting other diseases. Don Bowdish is the person at the head of a lab doing research into this subject. She's a professor of pathology at McMaster University, the Canada Research Chair in Aging and Immunology, and she's on the line now to talk about the flu shot and other matters. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
What is this link between the flu and pneumonia and other diseases?
That's right. Well, what happens oftentimes when an older adult gets an influenza infection is they often are hospitalized or have to see the doctor because of the bacterial pneumonia that follows it and takes advantage of the weakened immune system. And unfortunately, there's very strong data suggesting that getting a pneumonia in mid to late life can accelerate other chronic inflammatory diseases such as dementia, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and others. And so really preventing pneumonia in mid to late life is key to slowing down the rate of developing some of these other very debilitating conditions.
That's pneumonia. What about the flu?
Well, they often go hand in hand. So oftentimes, like I said, it's not the influenza that sends you to the doctor or the hospital. It's the pneumonia that comes after it.
Right.
But to be optimally protected, you really need to be vaccinated for both influenza and to get the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination, which is available.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that there might be some connection between flu and pneumonia and those other diseases, including dementia. How is that possible? Connect those dots.
Sure. Well, what happens is, for reasons we don't entirely understand, is that after you get a pneumonia in mid to late life, you get an inflammatory response, and that helps you deal with the infection. But that inflammation doesn't seem to go away in the proper way. And all of those other chronic inflammatory diseases are called chronic inflammatory diseases because they all share inflammation as their root cause. And so if those levels of inflammation don't go away and they just increase in a very subtle way your underlying levels of inflammation and you're predisposed to one of these other conditions, it's just enough to push you over the edge so that you develop them faster than you would have had you never had that bacterial pneumonia.
Type 2 diabetes is connected to this?
That's right. Well, one of the things that people don't understand is how intricately involved our immune system is with all the processes in our body. One of the reasons metabolic disorders are associated with getting these bacterial infections is because an infection is such a huge cost on our metabolism.
And so where do the vaccines fit into this?
Well, we need to have as much prevention as we can because unfortunately, although we can generally treat an influenza infection and we can generally treat a bacterial pneumonia, we really have very little in our arsenal to improve the lives of people who have dementia, diabetes, or cardiovascular disease. And so there's a few things that older adults need to be aware of. You need to, like I said, be vaccinated for both influenza and the pneumococcal pneumonia.
Which I don't think people may not know that vaccine even exists.
No. Unfortunately, the uptake has not been particularly good. But it is officially recommended by our National Advisory Council on Immunization, and it is certainly available for everyone over 65 and everyone over 50 who's got other chronic conditions that they might be concerned about.
What is the age recommendation when people should start getting that vaccine?
Well, officially it's 65, unless you have asthma or some other lung conditions, and then you might want to consider getting it when you're younger. Other people who are at high risk include smokers, and so they're recommended to get it because they have a higher rate of developing pneumonia.
Mm.
And actually, one of the things that people forget about is how important it is to actually vaccinate children who you're in contact with. So children tend to be the ones who give their grandparents or even their parents influenza and pneumonia. So having kids vaccinated for influenza can actually protect the entire family.
There are a number of reasons why people don't get a flu shot. But the reality is, as I was saying earlier, that the stats show that something like 2/3 of Canadians don't get that jab.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
I'm deeply saddened that there's so much distrust for immunization because it really is the best tool we have. I am sympathetic. I have a hard time convincing my own mother to get vaccinated for influenza.
That's hard to convince a lot of people within the healthcare
right.
profession to get
and that's right.
A shot.
But I think for my family, I really see it as both a way of protecting us, but also being responsible for the people we care about who are older, who might not, you know, the vaccine doesn't work as well for people in their late life, or people who are, you know, dealing with cancer, chemotherapy, or other things that would really be debilitated if they got influenza or pneumonia. So I really see it as my responsibility to keep the people around me healthy.
How do you turn that around, that sense of distrust? Every year I speak, it seems like every year, I speak with people who are medical officers of health. They talk about low vaccination rates when it comes to influenza. They talk about how frustrating it is. They talk about trying to get their own colleagues to get this shot. How do you try and turn that around?
Well, I certainly think that we need to go to good sources when we're doing our own research on the internet. So one of the things I always recommend is the Lung Association has a 1-800 number or in a website where you can call and talk to trained professionals, because people have concerns, and sometimes family doctors aren't comfortable discussing vaccination or really recommending vaccination. But it really, to me, is something that it's safe for almost everybody. It's important for everybody. And I think we need to make sure that we're going to good, trusted, reliable sources of information and not the first website that pops up on a Google search.
It's good to talk to you, Dawn. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.